And now I hear he's demanded to be moved back to the wards.
And was he?
What?
Moved.
Yes. Jason helped, apparently, by sitting on Dick's feet and singing, "Come on, ride the train," as they went.
Well, the nurses have grown rather fond of him.
Jason is a grown man. I can't imagine why they indulged such nonsense. Irrespective, I'll have Dick moved back to the Wayne Wing in the morning.
No, you will not.
Pardon me?
You will respect his wishes and trust that he can make his own decisions.
He just woke up from a medically induced coma. He doesn't know what's right.
And you're the one to decide that, are you? Tell me, are you his doctor?
No. I decide because I'm his guardian.
I see. So then, if I have this correct, one of your sons is a grown man, and your eldest son still requires your guidance.
It's just that they're different people.
You finally understanding that is absolutely crucial. That is, if you do understand that.
Of course I do. What are you saying?
I blame myself. But you've always been tone-deaf when it comes to other people's emotions.
What about them?
Well, the fact that they have them, for a start.
And that my sons are different people, apparently.
Well, the first boy was orphaned, but he had a loving upbringing before that. And a protective friend to influence his good nature.
I'd rather not talk about Waylon Jones right now.
Naturally, because you know he was right and you were wrong.
I appreciate the support.
And continue to be wrong, I might add, whilst you stubbornly bang your head against the ceiling of logic.
What's your point?
As for the second boy, a harder start to life. And he wears a mask of humor and bravado to keep his true feelings hidden. Is this ringing any bells?
Yes, so he's like me.
Except for the humor, of course.
Yes, so what?
I rather fear his emotions are becoming too large to hide. The boy is suffering, Bruce. And all you can do is sit here and talk about the wrong things.
Look, I have to go. I'll deal with this later.
No, you won't.
Can we stop for a second, Puddin'? My dogs are barking.
Might as well. It's not like we're having any luck.
We got close, at least. Remember the pervert in the trench coat?
Well, how could I forget? With all the public masturbators we've passed, I'm starting to think there's something wrong with this city. Did we get a description of our man Jack?
Vibrant yellow skin, dark green hair. Wearing a big feather boa, purple, a Speedo, green, and leather platform boots. Black.
Well, don't tell me he shaved off that mustache.
No, they're still reporting mustache, comma, huge.
You'd think looking like that, he'd stand out in a crowd, but hey, look who's talking, am I right?
Nobody does maniac chic like you do, Mr. J.
Oh, I'm sure you say that to all the homicidal clowns you've fallen madly in love with.
You got that right. All one of them.
How are the dogs doing? Ready for more adventure?
They're growling, but not barking. Let's head over to Vini, the sex store on 3rd Ave.
Dr. Quinzel, we're on a mission.
First off, that's never stopped you before. And second off, that's apparently where Ryder broke in after his laughing fit.
Well, that explains the duds. Well, let's get going.
Going so soon? But you only just got here.
Well, well, well. You're a hard man to find.
Sometimes. But then I usually just think about baseball.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, he's a real prince.
Got a name, Squire?
Well, I'd go by Adam, but that would probably just confuse the audience. So why don't you call me... Oh, Joker Jr.? The kids can call me Joju. Or maybe just... Son. It's sharp, succinct, to the point, and well... I never knew my real father! So what do you say? Will you be my daddy?
Gross.
Ooh, and I guess that would make you... Mommy. Now I don't have the range for Oedipus. Hot stepmom! Yeah, that'll do nicely. Oh. Caramia.
Get off me, you creeper!
Creeper? Creeper? I like it. It has style. It has flair. It was there. That's how I became the Creeper!
Well, I'm glad we got that sorted out. Now I can tell them what to write on your tombstone.
You mean I finally get an exclusive interview with the Clown Prince of Crime and his attending gestures? And you're going to snuff me out? Cancelled? Like a gym membership in February?
Yep.
Hey, newsflash, asshole. I got more degrees than you got daytime Emmys.
Oh, and you use them so well. You even managed to get your whittle puddin' out on a day pass.
Oh, you really are hilarious.
I learned it from watching you. Ooh, a devastating right hook. And a left. And another left. Let me try. The trick is to lean into the punch. Oh! That one's gonna sting. Point for you. 2x4! Oh! Creeper wins.
Toasty!
Continue!
Gladly. Harley!
Going down.
Nice move, kiddo.
The trick is to lean into it.
Well, this has been, as the kids say, a hoot. But it's time to say goodnight, Gracie.
No, Mama. He was my dog. I'll do it. Oh, how smooth was that? Now I have all the power. Suck it, Heston!
Now, sonny boy. You don't want to do this, do you? Shoot your pa in cold blood?
Gosh, let me think. Yes.
But why kill him when you've beaten him? Surely a strong, handsome man like you would like to show the world how easy you could beat a man like Mr. J.
Go on.
Now.
Persuasive. I like it. We could sell tickets. Raise money for a charity. We'll call it Chuckle Sandwich.
We can call it whatever you want, but let's put that gun down.
Hmm? Oh, sure. The venue, Creeper Arena. The band, Creepy Jack and the Riders. The contestants. Well, us. I can see it all so clearly. And when you wake up, so will you.
What?
Time to get juicy.
Well, they used to pull the teeth out, but... everything's done by DNA now, so there's not much point anymore.
Oh, you know, aside from the fun of it.
Sure. aside from the fun of it.
Whose deal is it?
Mine.
Did we have to pull anything for,
Oswald's man? Nah. We just drop him in, flip the switch, and grab the jars.
Hey, have you ever,
What, worked the pulverizer? Course I have. I mean,
no. The sauce. Have you, you know.
What? Eating it? Jesus Christ, son. We're not fucking cannibals. You put the remains in a spoiled batch, bottle it, mark it unfit for eating, and away it goes. Fold.
Yeah, but we sent a bottle to the mayor.
That was a message. Sit down, boys. There's no need to stop playing on my account.
And what's got you looking so damn cheerful? What are you up to now?
Give us the room, lads.
You got it.
You still think it was a mistake coming here?
Yeah, I do.
Even after what they did to me. To my family. My face.
It was all business, Kieran. There were no saints in all this.
So I deserved what I got.
Don't twist the words. You know damn well what I mean.
Do I know?
Look, no one would ever deny that Cobblepot ruined your dad. But you pulled the trigger. You put his father in the ground. If you didn't think there would be repercussions...
Repercussions? He slaughtered us, Garrett. Slaughtered! I had to turn myself in to the authorities just to stay alive. I lost everything that day. Don't you dare tell me I'm not owed.
Owed? Are you fucking kidding me? You don't think he could have had you killed in prison? Or on your first day as a free man? The business was done. It was over.
It's never over! If you were on my side, you'd know that.
But don't you put that on me. I've been with you since your first night in the joy. I taught you to fight. I gave you a roof. I promoted you in the ring. And I was the one who got you selling your mother's recipes at the fights. Don't you ever think I didn't have your best interests at heart. We are scraping by here, Kieran. We only managed a foothold when that fat fucker Romano blew his heart out and left the gutter in the Bowery open. And since then, we've been dealing with Falcone and that skull-faced fuck. We're in it up to here. All because you want blood. When will it end?
When I'm watching Oswald's bloated corpse being washed out to sea, it'll be over. If you need to leave before then, I'll understand.
I'm not going anywhere, Kieran. Whatever end, I'll be here for it.
Whatever end.
Now, if you be so good as to follow me, I got something to show you.
All in good time, Garrett. Just got a wee party to crash.
Barbara, come in.
Barbara here.
I need you to tell me where Jason is.
Gotham Memorial. Just like yesterday. He's been there so much they offered him a job as a candy striper.
I know that.
Of course. He thought they said candy stripper, so that went about as well as you'd expect.
Look, Jason isn't always there when I am. And I have to talk to him.
So wait around. Problem solved.
That's not going to work.
He just leaves when you try to talk to him? What an unexpected surprise that was in no way expected.
I'll thank you not to pass judgment.
I'll wait for even more evidence then.
You can find out where he is when he's not in the hospital.
Yes, I can.
So tell me where that is. Are you still there?
Unfortunately. I mean, it's just... Are you kidding me right now?
I don't, kid.
You're right, you don't. Silly me. Look, we're all tagged, don't you remember?
I remember.
We all signed up for it. We're all aware. Heck, you're tagged. Since Dick got kidnapped back when he was a Robin, it was just easier.
What's your point?
My point is, you can see where Jason is on your own. You can find that out at literally any time. You just don't want to be that parent. You don't want to see yourself pushing that button and then remembering that you did. You want me to be the bad guy instead, the one that you can point out when Jason figures out who told. He's not stupid, Bruce.
I know.
Then get the hint that he doesn't want to see you. The only person he wants to see is in a coma, and that's probably because he's sick to death of hearing everything he already knows.
Dick is awake, Barbara.
What? Oh, God! Damn it, I missed that!
I take it I'm not the only one Jason doesn't want to see.
If it makes you feel better about yourself, no, he doesn't want to see me either.
What did you do?
Apparently, it's what I haven't done. Look, I have to go. I want to see Dick.
Thanks for the help.
Yeah, right.
And with the sudden resignation of President Luthor amid discrepancies in the voting polls, opponent Amanda Waller is now being sworn in as the official president-elect of the United States. We go live now to the ceremony and press conference already in progress.
And I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. I would like to say first, thank you to the people who worked tirelessly to bring about the truth, returning democracy into the loving arms of this beautiful country. It is time to remember who we are as a people, a nation of dreamers and thinkers, with citizens hailing from every country in the world and beyond, which is why, effective immediately, the reckless and foolish Superban is history. America will never again close their doors to those who yearn for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Dude, shut up.
Sorry.
Superman just saved the president!
Thank you, Superman, for saving my life.
Thank you, Madam President, for allowing me to save it. Hi there. It's good to be back. Oh, would you like to keep the bullet, Madam President? I believe it was intended for you.
I certainly would.
Can we get an interview, please?
Members of the press, America, the world at large, I, and also our dear friend Superman, will now take questions.
Show off.